Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Cam Finley, Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Labor. And joining us in our conversation is Fred Fagerstrom.
Good morning. Can you tell us about the department's four strategic goals?
Yes. When I arrived at the department, we had three strategic goals. A prepared workforce, which reflected our mission of training dislocated workers. A secure workforce, which involves our mission of providing unemployment insurance, principally to workers. And the third was quality workplaces. And that meant safe workplaces, workplaces free from discrimination, workplaces where you were paid a fair day's wage for a day's work. Those are obviously very important goals, and we are working very hard to achieve them. But we also decided to take a look when we were required to develop a new strategic plan at a new goal. And the new one we came up with, after a lot of semantic back and forth amongst the senior staff of our department, was a competitive workforce. And the idea there is to deal with the changes that are taking place in the global economy. It's not enough to be trained once. You may have to be retrained to deal with the dynamic global economy. We didn't want to leave in place particular regulations or laws or policies if they weren't really relevant to the 21st century economy. So the idea of this last goal was to force our department to ask itself on a continual basis, is this the best way to be carrying out the mission of the department? Could we regulate in a different way? Could we protect employee safety in a different way? Could we protect employee benefits in a different way? So that was the idea behind adding this fourth goal, and we're very happy with how our strategic plan has worked out, and we intend to vigorously go after all four of our goals.
Could you tell us more about the department's management review board?
Yes, we set up something we call the Management Review Board soon after I arrived to put in place a sort of coherent and across-the-board approach to the management issues facing our department. The Management Review Board is chaired by our Assistant Secretary for Management, Pat Pizzella, and it brings together all the agency heads within our department, and we deal with issues like common IT, information technology issues, common human capital issues, competitive sourcing. It's really a department tool to implement the president's management agenda and to deal with all the management issues that arise in a department like ours.
Does it have authority to make decisions, or is it more of this moral suasion of getting people on the same page?
I think it has the authority to make recommendations to the secretary. Ultimately, the secretary is the final decision maker on all these things. But I'll give you an example. We have a variety of email systems at our department, an almost preposterous variety of different systems, different name conventions, and so forth. And so one of the things we decided to do early was to convert to a single email system that would make it more secure, it would make it easier to communicate in the department, and it would take on a name convention so that it would be easy to figure out what someone's email address is. There's a part of our department, the Employment Standards Administration, which has Office of Labor Management Standards and a couple other departments, Wage and Hour, and they have this hilarious name convention that you use the initials plus the word Fenix2 at DOL.com or something. So you can never figure out how to email somebody in that department, in that part of our department. So we took the issue to the Management Review Board after a lot of vigorous discussion, a lot of very interesting issues. For instance, BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, wanted to keep its own separate email system because it used it to collect information from the field. After all that discussion, we decided to go with a common email system, and we made the recommendation to the secretary to essentially implement it throughout the whole department. And there were, frankly, parts of our department that did not want to implement a common email system, even after the discussion was over. But the imprimatur of the Management Review Board really did help seal the deal.
You mentioned the President's Management Agenda. And how has the department done in achieving the goals of the President's Management Agenda?
I'm proud to report that the Department of Labor has the best scores in the federal government on the President's Management Agenda. There are five initiatives under the President's Management Agenda, and on status, we have got yellows on four and red on one. On progress, we have green on four and yellow on one. The outlier in each case is competitive sourcing. It is an area where no department in the entire federal government has gotten a yellow score for status. So we're in good company on that area, but we still want to do better.
Any particular highlights or things of note through the scorecard?
Yeah, I think the places where we've made improvements are worth mentioning. In financial management, we had had a red score when the OMB management scorecard was first developed. And we asked OMB, you know, why did we have red? And they said, well, you don't have a good system in place for a good plan in place for preventing erroneous payments in the unemployment insurance system, and it's costing the federal government billions of dollars a year. So I came back to our CFO, Sam Mock, and our head of the Employment and Training Administration, Emily DeRocco, and said, let's put together a plan for dealing with this erroneous payment problem. And we were able to put together a plan that assisted states in ferreting out erroneous payments by getting access to various databases. And with that improvement, OMB took us from a red to a yellow. We've had similar successes in some of the other areas. eGov, we're one of the leaders in eGov because we have been the managing partner of perhaps the most successful eGov initiatives, govbenefits.gov. I would encourage all your listeners to log on. It's a really great site. It is a citizen-centered site in the sense that you don't have to guess at what government department to go to find out what benefits you're eligible for. What you do is you go to the site, it asks a series of questions about you, and then after you've gone through three screens, it will tell you all the government benefit programs that you might be eligible for and how to apply and who to contact. That was one initiative that we led, and we were very proud of it. So we've made a lot of progress in the eGov area as well.
When you think about moving the scores from red to yellow, what are the management lesson learns in terms of the energy needed to affect those changes?
I think it varies. There are some problems that are almost insoluble in the short run. We have financial systems that were developed many years ago and really are past their prime. And so if we decide today we want to upgrade those financial management systems, or a better way to put it is we decided last summer to do that when we were putting together the fiscal year 2004 budget. So we sought $20 million in this year's budget, or in the fiscal year 2004 budget, to get that work done. It'll be a three-year project, so it's something that will not be done till 2006, you know, 3 or 4 years from now. And only then will we really have the financial system that we need to manage the department the way a private sector enterprise might be managed. There are real obstacles in that area. Now, as I mentioned, you know, the erroneous payment issue under UI, it was just a matter of kind of asking the question, how can we solve this problem? And they came up with some fairly simple fixes pretty quickly. So I think it just varies initiative to initiative.
One of the things we're noticing in the department is the Center for Program Planning and Results. So I'm curious about that, especially as you think about performance-based management initiatives.
In this past year, we set up this new Center for Program Planning and Results in the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Management. And this center is in charge essentially of two things. The GPRA process, the Government Performance and Results Act, and then also our progress on the president's management agenda. This is the agency that goes out to, or the part of our department that goes out to the agencies and encourages them to make their GPRA goals much more outcome-oriented as opposed to input-oriented. It's the part of the department that tries to come up with good information and good measures for all of these metrics. And then it's also the part of the department that puts out our annual report. Every 6 months or so, I work with that center to sit down with each of our agency heads and assess their progress towards their GPRA goals and their president's management agenda initiatives. And I think it's been a very useful thing to do, because in the day-to-day work of government, it's very easy to get fixated on what was in the Washington Post that morning. And you need to have that long-term focus on management issues.
That's a good stopping point. Come back in a few minutes as we continue our conversation about management with Cam Finley of the U.S. Department of Labor. What does the future hold for the department? We'll ask Cam for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour continues.